The party of the millennium. It was brisk for Los Angeles. The weather was dark by California standards. The biggest audience we had ever read to in that stadium where the Dodgers play. The ones in California, not the ones in Brooklyn. Most of the people were there to see Dirk, to worship him, or just to see what he would do next. Miracles had been recorded. Excesses had been documented. His gospel had been translated and distributed internationally. Many of his adherents were famous. All of the Scientologists had switched over to the house that Dirk built. Tom Cruise had sworn off L. Ron Hubbard, saying that now he was into real theosophical literature and not that sci-fi New Age tripe. New Year's Eve is a great time to be in L.A. as honored guests at the Party of the Millennium, hosted by Steven Spielberg. The 20th century was just about over. We reflected on what we had done in it, together over beers, backstage, Guinness from our personal keg, chilled pint glasses. We put everything aside, our differences, Dirk and I, and Frank, to usher in the next 1,000 years. William was there too, still in a coma. We listened to recordings of him, the eclectic seizure hour, our first conversation of the unknown, the audio tape of our photo shoot in Chicago, when I was telling him a bunch of lies at the Green Mill after the owner yelled at us for taking pictures without permission. In the cassette of the time, we read his Clown Iraq play on the radio. We listened to all of these things and